Cochrane for all. Better evidence for better health decisions.
Hello everyone, it's Douglas again, working for Beyond the Room at Cochrane for All. And I'm very pleased this morning because I'm with Andy Oxman from the Informed Health Choices Project. And Andy's doing a session today about the key concepts that people need to understand to make sense of claims people make about treatments. So, Andy, welcome, and it's nice to have you.
Well, thanks, Douglas. It's great to be here.
Tell us about the key concepts. So, where did that come from, and what are they?
Right. Well, we had a research project funded by the Research Council of Norway starting in about 2013. And the aim of that project, or a key aim of that project, was to teach children to think critically about health claims, specifically claims about the effects of treatments. And to do that, we needed to figure out, well, what is it we want to teach them? And so that was the first step in that project, was to develop a list of concepts that it's necessary for people to be able to understand and apply in order to make sense of claims about the benefits and harms of treatments and what to do.
Mm. So it kind of started out as a curriculum.
Exactly, yeah. It's a framework for a curriculum. Mm. So we learned as we went along, and we've continued to develop the list of concepts. So it's not really meant as a checklist, and it's not at this time organized in a logical way that you would want to teach them in a curriculum, but that's something we're moving towards. So in the work that we did in Uganda, where we developed learning resources and tested them in a large trial, we only taught 12 of those concepts. And the idea is that you can't teach everything at once. It's a mistake we made in the project and lots of other people make. And so part of what we still need to do is to figure out the logical order to teach these concepts. Mm. And our main interest in the Informed Health Choices Project is really on children and trying to get this taught in primary and secondary schools.
That's brilliant. So there's something about prioritizing.
Yeah.
Which concepts, and is that kind of related to this idea of a spiral curriculum?
Exactly. So the idea of the spiral curriculum is you start out with the goal, what it is you'd like students to end up being able to do, and then you figure out how to get from where they're starting to that goal. And the spiral comes in from beginning with more basic, easier to understand concepts, and then reinforcing those and introducing new concepts that build on those that are maybe a bit more difficult to understand and apply.
So do you think you're combining, you have to think about the difficulty of the concepts with the audience that you're dealing with, and I guess there might be some concepts you need to understand before you can understand the next one. I mean, could you give us some examples of specific concepts?
So the concepts are in three groups. The first group of concepts are concepts that have to do with unreliable basis for claims about treatments. So, for example, basing a claim on a personal experience, an anecdote, or basing a claim on association and assuming that that means causation. And these are typical ways in which people support claims every day when you're talking to friends or family or what you read in the newspaper or list on the internet.
And even sometimes at conferences.
Yeah, and at conferences, absolutely. And to be honest, you know, you catch yourself doing it. I catch myself doing it from time to time. And so the first step is just recognizing when there's a claim that has an unreliable basis. And most of those concepts can be understood by primary school kids that are 10, maybe even 10 years old, maybe even younger. And that's sort of the first step before you then recognize why we need fair comparisons, research evidence, in order to be more confident about the benefits and harms of different treatments.
Cochrane for All. Better evidence for everyone. Follow the hashtag Cochrane for All to get the science and evidence to empower better decisions.